October is Employee Ownership Month, and here to find out a little bit about that is Gene Marks. He's a journalist, also a small business owner as well, but small businesses really took a hit this last 18 months or so, and trying to get things back on track. Let's talk a little bit about, I guess, what you've seen more recently happening with small businesses through this pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it has not been an easy year for small businesses, particularly in the Cleveland area as well. But you know what? It's tough to generalize, Bruce, about all small businesses. I mean, if you look around town, there are plenty. Most of them have recovered or in the process of recovering from the pandemic. But you know, some more than others. I mean, you know, restaurants and retailers are still, you know, they're still struggling to get back to levels of 2019. They're not there yet. Even travel. I mean, you know, air travel right now is at 80% of the levels that it was in 2019. So businesses in those industries are, you know, they still have a ways to go. Meanwhile, though, there's other businesses in other industries. You know, construction, you know, firms have been doing really well, and manufacturers have been doing, you know, really well, trying to meet strong demand. But you know, their biggest issue is finding people to get the work done.
Right, people and that supply chain we hear so much about, just getting the product from one place to another. Let's talk about what employee ownership is. Is it as simple as employees have ownership in the business? What can you explain about that?
Yeah, it really is. It is, you know, listen, our biggest issue is finding people right now. That is one of the two big issues that I'm facing, and I'll talk about the second later, but finding people. So, you know, we're paying a little bit more. We're trying to offer, you know, innovative benefits like health plans, retirement, even work from home. And now I'm seeing, you know, as a journalist, I'm seeing a significant interest in employee ownership as well. So you mentioned that October is National Employee Ownership Month. Because of that, four nonprofits got together that specialize in this thing, and they launched a website. It's called EmployeeOwnershipEquals.org. And it's kind of like the one place you go to find out if employee ownership is right for you as a business. And I have to say that when you give up equity in your business, and by the way, Bruce, this doesn't have to be, you don't have to sell your whole company to your employees. You can sell portions of your company, still retain control of it. But if you give your employees some equity in your business, studies have shown that morale increases, motivation increases, productivity increases, even profits and capital accumulation increases when you have an employee-owned business, even if it's partially owned. And that's a big enticement. So, you know, I'm saying to a lot of my readers, I'm saying to a lot of my clients in my business, you know, consider sharing some of the equity with employees. It is a great way to attract people in a time where, you know, it is really competitive to find good workers.
And, of course, I guess that would also keep the workers, too. A lot of times the problem with workers is the turnover that takes place.
Man, you hit it right on the head. I mean, you know, I mean, losing an employee is, you know, can be super disruptive, particularly for a small business. So yeah, you've got somebody that's been working for you for 20 years or 15 years, and you set up an employee ownership plan. And by the way, you can decide as far as the entity that represents your employees, that owns, you know, a portion of your company, you can decide the, you know, what the ownership makeup is. So for that employee that's been around for a while, you can give them more shares in that, you know, in your company than say somebody that just joined the company. It's very flexible that way. And like I said, a real attractive benefit to offer.
So does this differ then when there's like a publicly owned, privately owned, how are you giving them a part of the company? How does that work really?
So yeah, it's just, I don't want to get too far in the weeds, but just to be clear for people listening, you basically create a new entity. That's the employee entity, and your employees own that entity, and that entity owns a piece of your business. So you award shares of your business to your employees. Now, those are your shares. Like, you own those shares. It's your business. So you get paid for those shares. The employees don't have to pay you. In a typical employee-owned setup, a bank gets involved and finances the transaction. So you sell a portion of your company to that entity, which is owned by employees. The bank finances that sale, which means that not only do your employees get this cool benefit, like, wow, I'm an owner of a business, they don't have to pay anything, and you get paid out for the value of your shares that you're giving up.
How much as a business owner do you have to then keep track of all of this? Just seems like another part of a book that you have to keep.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, the point that you bring up is so true. I mean, this is not like something you're going to do overnight. I mean, it takes some thought. You know, the organization process, like you said, the tracking process, all of this stuff takes some time and some thought to do, which is why, again, like I'm pushing my clients to this employeeownershipequals.org site, because you really do want to work with an advisor to help you do that. You got to figure out what's the best structure for me, and then what are my ongoing requirements? I mean, you know, Bruce, this is like a benefit plan. It's no different than a healthcare plan or a retirement plan. It's a benefit plan. So you have to file with the IRS and the Department of Labor. You've got to get an appraisal every year for the value of your company. So there are things that you got to do to maintain it, and you're going to need to work with a good, you know, advisor to help you do that all.
October is Employee Ownership Month. We're finding more about that. We're talking with Gene Marks, small business owner, also journalist. Let's talk about something you have written here called Silver Tsunami.
Listen, in the next few years, there's going to be like 70 million baby boomers in this country, if you can imagine. I personally am not one of those because I was born in 1965, not 1964, which is the cutoff. And I'm not part of the silver tsunami because I have no hair. So there's nothing to turn silver. But for the people that do, you know, are, you know, in that age range and actually have hair, you know, they're looking to get out. I mean, there's going to be a lot of, you know, older business owners. More than half of the businesses in this country are owned by people over the age of 55. So there's going to be this wave of people looking to exit their business, looking to come up with a succession plan, and they want to be bought out. And I got a history, Bruce. A lot of business, I'm telling you, a lot of companies in the Cleveland area, for example, in Ohio in general, you know, you got to be careful because, you know, you might not get the price for your business that you're expecting to get. I mean, it depends on whether you can attract a good buyer or not, and what industry you're in and what location that you're in. And that's why a lot of the same business owners are like, huh, you know, we've actually got a built-in buyer right here, which is our employees. So if I set up like an employee ownership plan, I can over time sell portions of my business to those employees, get paid for it, and then have an exit plan to get out of here and go play golf in Florida. And no offense to Ohio, but you know, that's probably where you're going to go to play golf.
Again, people can go to employeeownershipequals.org to find out more about this whole employee ownership possibility. Gene, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing this idea with us.
Bruce, thank you very much. That was a great conversation. I appreciate it.